Hi, welcome to the Azure CDN Expanded Offers and Capabilities session. Thanks for joining us. Today, we're going to take a look at where the Azure CDN is going and what's new with the offers. If you saw the keynotes earlier today, you already know that there are big changes coming to Azure CDN. And if you didn't, well, there's some surprises ahead. Please allow me to introduce my distinguished colleague, Anton Kuser. Anton is a Principal Program Manager on the Media Services team. Anton's been with Microsoft for 18 years now?
Almost 18. I've got a few months to go.
You've worked across multiple products, all over Windows stuff, Windows Server, Windows Media Services, Windows Desktop Search, and before you came over to Azure Media Services. Is that right?
That is correct.
All right. For the last 2 years, Anton has led the CDN product team, and he's going to provide us with a look into the technical aspects of our expanded offers and capabilities. Anton?
Thanks, Grant. So Grant Cooley is our Senior Product Marketing Manager. He's been leading our marketing strategy for CDN, and you've been working almost 5 years on Azure CDN.
That's right. Well, not CDN, but Azure.
Not CDN, on Azure.
Various
I've
capacities.
I've expanded the scope of how you put you back into the future.
Yeah, you've given me extra credibility.
The past, yes. All right, so let's get started.
Cool. First, you can see here how we order how we organize the Azure products generally. Today, we're going to be talking about our CDN product, which is closely connected, as you can see on the graphic there, to our media services product. But it's independent. We consider them independent services. Both are part of the platform services suite of products. And today, we're going to talk a little bit briefly about Azure's philosophy on CDN and what we think makes our offer different broadly. Then we're going to talk about our exciting new partnership, which we believe will dramatically improve our customers' abilities to deliver content to their global users. Anton will do a quick dive into the details of our service offering and how those new capabilities and features will be made available. And finally, I will talk a little bit about the benefits of a multi-CDN strategy and the unique position that we believe Microsoft occupies in that space. So this is our kind of overall philosophy on how we look at where CDN fits into the modern Apple technology solution. We believe our customers have the desire to develop their own solution, and we provide the tools and services and environments that allow them to do so. Everything from SDKs to dev test environments, from the ability to use Visual Studios to application insights. We offer first and third-party services to help our customers engineer their businesses for their next generation of requirements. We also provide the services and solutions that allow them to take that developed solution and enter into production, get that product live and ready for customers. Compute, storage, Windows, Linux, we make it easy to deploy your stack that meets your business requirements. Finally, you need to get that solution out to the customer. And the Azure CDN allows you to do that seamlessly. We live in an age now where customers are everywhere, right? And they expect fast and stable experience regardless of where we are or where you are.
So let's talk about what makes Azure CDN unique. I mean, as a user of a CDN, I have a multitude of selections I can do. I can, why would I go with Azure CDN? What's unique about it?
Yeah, that's a great question. The reality is that there are a bunch of options out there, and what is going to be right for you is something you need to decide yourself. We believe that we occupy a special position in the CDN space. We're a customer of CDN, we're a provider of CDN, and we're also a provider of cloud services. This position allows us to look at CDN through all those different lenses and craft a unique offer that takes advantage of those different perspectives. As a customer, we understand the impact of delivery performance to customer experience, and in particular, the struggles of, from our perspective, of delivering massive files to massive user bases with our long history of Windows updates. As a CDN provider, we're deeply aware of the complexities of the network and how many of those issues are dependent on external forces outside of the provider's control. And we're also keenly aware, as a cloud provider, of the difficulties created for the cloud platform customer by the more traditional CDN business model. Fixed fees, setup fees, and high offer complexity makes it hard for the cloud customer to manage alongside the many other cloud services they consume and that are consumed pay-as-you-go.
So as a CDN customer, do I ever have to come in and say, hey, I need to give you a whole bunch of money so you can reserve capacity, or how does that work?
So in our business model, we wrap it into the whole broader cloud services platform, right? So you will be able to consume it as you would any other service alongside that you purchase from Azure. We designed this offer specifically for cloud customers so that they can deploy and purchase alongside the rest of their cloud services. In particular, here's the things that we think it allows you to leverage, right? The Azure CDN lets you leverage the CDN product to improve the speed and scalability of your solution. So that's what the product layer gets you. You get leading edge performance. It's enabled by innovative software technology and an agile, scalable cloud infrastructure. You can take advantage of unique infrastructure designed for the web. You can leverage Microsoft's experience running these operations on a massive scale, right? We've been doing this for years, 20, 30 years now. And you get that elastic scalability to meet your own business needs as they change. It's always on.
And you get the ability to easily use anything else inside the Azure platform. So the ability to, I want to store my files inside of Azure Storage or use web apps to develop an application I'm going to send out there. We make it very simple for you to add in the Azure CDN. Earlier this year, we did an integration with media services. That's kind of the indication of the deep level of integration we're going to do with media services. It's a one click, and you can turn on the CDN and use it directly with one of the core services inside of Azure.
Yeah, I mean, that's a huge advantage, and one that we think will make the customer's lives significantly easier is the ability to integrate quickly with the other services that they consume. That's a fantastic option or opportunity that the Azure platform presents. And even above that, right, Microsoft has been in the business of delivering technology at this scale for decades now. It's all backed up by our enterprise scale ecosystem. We've got enterprise class support. We've got procurement support, common platform development that you're already familiar with, and management and identity solutions that you can leverage easily to improve the stability and security of your apps. All this will simplify that management, right, which is a key focus of what we're trying to do here, allow you to track and control all of that from a single screen.
So we announced a new partnership earlier today that was...
That's right. Yep. Bill Staples announced in his keynote earlier today that Akamai will be joining our existing CDN partner, Verizon Edgecast, and providing a CDN offer that is tailored for the cloud platform customer. This partnership is significant in that Microsoft Azure is integrating Akamai's industry-leading CDN capabilities into the Microsoft Azure cloud platform. Through this new strategic partnership, Microsoft and Akamai are helping to usher in the next generation of content delivery through the cloud.
So there's going to be full integration into the Azure platform. This isn't just a partnership where we are, you know, providing a third-party offering and it's going to be a completely different experience. This is a true, in the way that we're doing Azure CDN today. Today we leverage an existing partner for that. And so Akamai will be integrated in as a kind of what we consider it's like a first-class experience for everything else that we do inside of Azure today. That integration will be occurring, and we've already kind of started a lot of the work on that, but it's going to take us into the first half of next year to complete that thoroughly. And there will be both, so we announced earlier this year at the Ignite at Chicago, we'll be introducing Starin and Premium offerings. And so there's going to be Starin and Premium from two different providers at that time.
That's absolutely right. We have had good experience with our existing provider already, and we've had a long partnership with Akamai. This isn't a new relationship for us. We've coordinated efforts for delivering some of the largest streaming events in of the last decade, right? So critical technology partners for the 2014 Sochi Olympics, the 2014 FIFA World Cup, and even the Super Bowl. So we're pretty excited about it. We have worked really well with Akamai. We're looking forward to this relationship. Now, this is a new model that is ours, right? We built this special model, this business model for our customers, not for Akamai. Akamai will be providing architecture, but it's our offer. The offer is going to allow you to build your solutions, knowing that the cost of delivering them to your own users is going to be based on actual usage and will scale directly with that usage. It'll utilize the Akamai architecture And it's going to start, we're going to start a managed rollout for customers in November, and then full general availability, as you said, is expected in the first part of the calendar.
And if I wanted to know more about that managed offering, what would I do? What would be the next steps?
You could always check the CDN page at azure.com, or you could contact your sales representative for more details.
So we mentioned standard and premium offerings. We wanted to ground us a little bit and to kind of walk through what we provide today, what those standard and premium offerings are going to have. So I'll take a few minutes to walk everyone through what those offerings entail. So one of the core pieces about the Azure CDN is that you can use it with anything. So you can use it with any kind of, well, not anything, but if it's an HTTP resource that you're requesting, you can use anything across Azure. And then earlier this year, we introduced the ability to do that, to get your content from any origin. The origin is the location you're storing content. So it can be Azure Storage. It could be your own website, whether that is in Azure or it's external. And so you can use any origin to go deliver content. You can use that with your own custom domain. So if you have the custom domain grandcoulee.com and you want to expose that as the URL that you're using to get Azure content back from today, you can do that.
I should go get that.
Yes. And if you wanted to do that with HTTPS, that's going to come a little bit later, so I'll deal into that. But on the if you want to use HTTPS today, you can use that with a shared certificate, which uses the domains that we provide you from Azure. If you want the ability to do query string caching, and query string caching might be new to some people, but if I have an URL and I have a query string on it, by default, the CDN actually ignores the query string, so it doesn't treat that piece of content as unique. But if you want it to treat it as unique, you can turn on query string caching, and it will uniquely cache that based on the query string that's in there. We recently, I think it was about a few months ago, we introduced Core Analytics, which allows you to get a set of core kind of basic analytics, things like how many hits are on my CDN, what's the bandwidth, things like that. So that's an offering that's available today. Content filtering also came along, was introduced at the same time. So if I want to restrict a particular country or allow, so what's your favorite country in the world that you'd want to allow access to the CDN?
Oh, I love them all. So equally. let's say if Atlantis was a country.
Oh, Atlantis. So let's just imagine that Atlantis was a country. Now, this won't work, but if it did, it's just an example.
Atlantis is very poorly connected.
Yeah, it's very poorly connected. You could basically say, let me allow Atlantis access. And to ground this a little bit, this could be, let's say you were provided the content rights for, what's your favorite sport?
Football.
For football, just in Atlantis. And they're like, we're giving this to you a very cheap rate, but you can only play it back in Atlantis. Country filtering will allow you to basically say, only allow in that particular country. And when clients connect in from Atlantis, they'd be allowed. If they're not from Atlantis, let's say the US or Canada or Belgium or what have you, they'd be denied access to that.
Obviously a ridiculous example because Atlantis is terrible at football.
So content purging is one of the core pieces that is on its way for delivery later this year. It's not there yet. It's probably, I think it is actually our top request. And we understand that, so we've been hard at work in getting that out. Content purging allows you to, let's say, your Atlantis...
Football blog,
there you go. Your Atlantis football blog.
Not very complimentary to the Atlantis football
team. No, not very complimentary to them. But imagine that they had released something early.
Sure.
And by default, the caching, if you don't set any caching on the Azure CDN today, by default set caching for 7 days on the CDN. So when content's requested, it gets cached in the CDN. It gets, by default, if you don't specify anything, it's 7 days. But now it's out there and you want to pull it back. Well, purging allow you both from using APIs or using the UI to very quickly purge. And this is a very fast purge. So you can purge a single file. You can do wildcard purging where you get rid of everything with simply APIs and basic UI to go do that. Two other features to talk about. Origin Shield is another piece that we're working on introducing. We were talking about delivery of content. When you request the content, the way that we speed up and scale that content across the CDN is it's delivered from a POP. A POP is think of it as a data center that has all your content cached on there, and we have many of those spread across all across the world. When those requests come in, we're delivering it from a POP that is it's going to deliver you the best speed. It's typically closest to you, but it's not always the case. But it's delivered from a POP that's going to give you that best performance. But what that means is, with all these POPs, as each one has to cache content, it goes back to your origins. By turning on Origin Shield, I can now designate a single origin as the one that will go. It's basically mid-tier caching that will go back to the origin, so it reduces the number of hits that are on the origin. And this is not critical all the time for users, but let's say we have customers doing, they're doing billions of hits a day, and sometimes they have like massive spikes in terms of the requests. But by turning on Origin Shield, you shield your origin from getting all those requests. The other piece that we're slowly working on integrating, some of these will come out the end of this year, and then the beginning of next year, we'll be introducing more of those capabilities. It's rules, the ability to control. So we're talking about caching. So it's 7 days, but you know, in Atlantis, how long do you want to cache all your blog content?
Well, you know, they're a very active community. so I think we would rather be looking at keeping that stuff fresh.
So you might say on the CDN, this stuff is going to update pretty fast manner. So maybe we say one day on the caching that we actually, you could say the CDN, when it requests content from the origin, it's only going to keep it for one day before it goes back and checks to the origin, see if there's a new refresh content. That would fit your requirements. So that touches on kind of the basic offerings. And then there we talked about the premium SKU. So there's three really core pieces of the premium SKU, and we'll continue to add to these over time in terms of the capabilities across both of these SKUs. So there's, to start off with, what you're talking about, like adding kind of basic caching rules. Advanced rules allow you to do much, much deeper type of integration things. As just give one example, let's say I didn't want to just turn on the caching, you know, to one day for Atlantis, but maybe my JPEGs stay the same all the time, kind of my headers that go across there, so I could write a regex, which allows me to you know, really get down to with a rule that defines the exact pattern of the URL or the directory that the content's coming from to change the, you know, how often caching occurs. You know, this is a very rich set of rules that will be available for that. We talked.
That allows the customer to really tweak that CDN service that we offer broadly to their specific situation.
Exactly.
I got it. It's fantastic.
So talked about basic analytics. We'll do a deeper dive on all three of these in a session later today. But advanced analytics builds on top of what we're doing with core analytics hits and bandwidth, things like that. But let's say I want to know what's happening in Atlantis. So I pull up the view of the world. Atlantis isn't there, but I'll imagine. So Atlantis is there, and I can take a look at, you know, see, you know, how many hits there are going into all the individual countries. Additionally, I can go dive down to things like what are the user agents, what are the top files, things like that. And then finally, token authentication. So we talk about kind of geo-blocking. That's this, you know, on a kind of country level. But what if in Atlantis, you not only wanted to block it inside of Atlantis, but you also wanted people to actually have gone to your website and been authenticated first. And perhaps when they were authenticated, you only wanted that authentication to last for like an hour or two. Well, you'll have the ability to add a token onto the URL, which defines those constraints. And that's what token authentication brings in.
Very cool. What's coming out in the near future?
So, three things.
Anytime in the future.
Three big things, but not three things. We'll have lots of smaller things, but these are the three big ones. And the first one to highlight is custom HTTPS. I was jumped the gun earlier in the presentation. I was talking about either Grand Coulee and, you know, what if you want to do HTTPS? We're hard at work. Purging is probably our number one request from customers. Closely following that is having the ability to do custom HTTPS. So you're delivering your content from Atlantis. You want it to be securely delivered. You want to use your own custom domain of Grand Coulee at Atlantis.com. And you want to do HTTPS. We'll be enabling that shortly so that customers can go and provide a certificate, HTTPS certificate, so you can do that deployment. We'll push them out across all the POPs, and you'll have the ability to do that. And then two additional big pieces we're working on. So advanced security. So imagine Atlantis. You have no insight into like how many people are trying to get into my origin and trying to attack and find holes on that. So advanced security provides WAF capabilities, which is this application firewall at the edge, and allows you to prevent things such as someone trying to do a SQL attack. Imagine you're using SQL and someone's kind of not set it up in the most secure manner. Well, you could turn on WAF, and you can actually see application-level attacks or people trying to penetrate your network happening at the edge and prevent that from the edge even before it hits the origin.
And we call that advanced security because there's some fundamental security benefits to simply using the CDN.
Correct. And we have, in the CDN today, there is there is a really robust set of DDoS protection that's in place. You get DDoS protection today just from the scale of the CDN.
Sure, yeah.
You know, if someone's trying to bring you down, if they're going after an origin, a single data center, they may be able to get enough capacity, but when you start just spreading that traffic across massive data centers all around the world, you can really control the DDoS, have that protection. It's just very difficult for them to bring you down. And then the final piece for it is we're working on is site acceleration. So imagine your Lannis blog decides to expand and get into e-commerce and you have a shopping cart that's there. Well, those, you know, the headers on your page, they might all be static and that's great for delivery where you cache in the CDN, but your shopping cart's unique. You might be putting your football memorabilia and shirts for Atlantis. I don't know what did they win in Atlantis?
They were huge in the 60s.
They were huge in the 60s. So Atlantis in the 1960s and you want to put that in your shopping cart, make it unique and make it accelerated. That's where the dynamic acceleration comes in. It speeds up the delivery from directly from the origin directly to the clients.
Very cool.
So we had talked earlier, I mean, throughout this talk about multiple CDN providers, but why would I, what's the value to having those multiple providers? Why not just make it simple and just do one? Why do I need to worry about complexity of more than one?
Yeah, I mean, that's a good question. There's a lot of general benefits of a multi-CDN. It's becoming kind of the best practices at the largest workloads. You get the obvious benefits of redundancy and failover. If anything happens to your primary CDN and you need to have a secondary, primary anything, you should have a secondary something. This allows you to have that from the same purchasing mechanism, right? So redundancy and failover is huge, right? You want to be able to make sure that this is how your product's getting to your customer. You need to make sure that that pipeline stays open. And anything could happen. Something could happen that could shut down all CDNs, but more often than not, there's a glitch or there's a load on a certain CDN that isn't necessarily going to be on the secondary CDN. Alternatively, you might also have a level of traffic that you're comfortable with on one, but occasionally you get some incredible spike. You're going to want some sort of spillover there that can pick that up. Second, you're going to want to hit that broader geographic footprint. Every CDN has its advantages and disadvantages based on the way they're built, based on their geographic focus. Our current architecture is very strong, for instance, in North America, Europe, and parts of Asia. Has some occasional struggles based on the way we've implemented it in some of the other regions like LATAM and Africa and parts of Australia and India and some of the lesser trafficked areas of APAC and Asia. Having both CDN architectures available to us will really allow us to spread that out. Also, it's easier for testing performance if you have both of those CDNs easily accessible to you from a single deployment point, right? It's ultimately, at the end of the day, it's going to be whatever your specific customer geographic characteristics are, where your origin is, where your customers probably are going to live, what your solution is. All of those variables could suggest that in one region, one CDN is superior, and another, the other one is. This allows you to have them both.
So we hear these news stories on like fiber cuts where people are finding where fibers are running and they're cutting them and cutting off stuff. So I mean, Atlantis, if I had a pop in Atlantis, unfortunately we haven't built out anything there. But imagine there was one there. If someone had gone and like cut the fibers trying to pull down that pop, would this have helped in that case? Or
yeah, I mean, absolutely. All the individual, when you purchase a CDN, you're purchasing multiple levels of delivery assistance, right? You're purchasing access to their hardware, you're purchasing access to their software, but you're also purchasing access to their relationships. So those relationships change and are stronger or weaker depending on multiple factors. But what you're really looking for is the relationship in a specific locale to the individual's to the internet service provider, the ISP. So however strong that is how much connectivity you're going to have in a local region. And there's a lot of control at that layer, right? And sometimes those people are going to be looking at the traffic as pure CDN traffic. Now, if you're a network administrator and you're seeing a whole bunch of traffic come in from one CDN, you may scale up that CDN's access profile, but you probably have a general idea of how much you're going to allocate in a given region. If you're trying to saturate the Atlantean market with football streaming, if you only are using one CDN, you may only have a slice of that, right? So, but if you have two CDNs, you're going to expose the entire access profile that's available to you. So that's a huge advantage. And then, of course, we have our own inherent advantages to a CDN as being in this unique position where we have two architectures that are built, that we build our offers on top of. We give you the advantage of the platform, right? You get the integration advantage that we spoke about earlier, which includes not only that kind of easy connection into the Azure stuff, but single sign-on. You get your unified management of those services, so your whole view is going to be inclusive of all those services.
So if I wanted to do, so today we have one offering, we'll have multiple as we're talking about, but if I wanted, if I was using Azure CDN today and I wanted to use, let's say, another provider, what's the pain that someone would go through today on that?
Yeah, I mean, you'd have to go out and negotiate your own independent contract. On top of that, you'd have to manage those independently. You'd be getting separate invoices come in. They wouldn't play nice together. You're also going to have, in most cases, a CDN-specific commitment, right? So they're going to ask you to associate a specific number of dollars to your CDN spend, and that's a huge billing advantage from Azure is we're asking you to commit to the platform occasionally, but you can apply that spend across the platform, or you can buy it pay as you go, right? Either way, and you can build your model around that. So integration, billing, manage those budgets from a single screen, track those costs as they occur within our billing system and our reporting system, all on that single screen. Finally, support. This is huge. Here's a major disadvantage of having multiple providers is you get into a debate as to whose responsibility that particular support incident is. And if you are integrating a solution across multiple providers of any service, there's argument that the integration between those services is going to be the problem. Well, we're standing in front of all of that, right? Azure is going to say, we will give you this single point of contact. If you have a problem with your service, you come to us and we'll sort it out on the back end for you. That's going to give you more efficient diagnosis, which is huge because our people are going to look at that and figure out what the problem is. You don't have to worry about it. And then we're going to follow that through to resolution. Imagine in a complex crisis solution or situation how important that single support escalation will be. All right, that's all we have for you. Thanks so much for joining us. Anton, always a pleasure talking to you.
Always a pleasure talking with you, Graham.